Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the kind of headlines I've got in front of me. Mainstream media, MSN, money reports, the conspiracy theory that Osama and Al-Qaeda are responsible for the housing meltdown. I predicted they would blame that on them. I mean, it's just getting too ridiculous. Got a bunch of financial news, a bunch of election news coming up. But as promised, we're taking a lot of your calls first and throughout the next 2 hours we've got left. Right now, let's go ahead and take a call from Ted in Texas. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Before I start with my comment, I would just like to remind the listeners that as far as Ron Paul is concerned, you know, usually disappointment comes with unrealistic expectations, and you've got to adapt as things go by. So that said, I'd like to follow up on your Lewis Black piece yesterday. Did you ever read the Austin Chronicle conspiracy theory pieces he wrote?
I don't think so. Why?
Okay, well, he wrote three editorials, Google Austin Chronicle conspiracy theories, where he directly quotes you as saying that both parties are corrupt, so political action is useless. Research and study to amass more detail was your only recommendation.
Oh, I did see one of those. That was about six, 8 months ago.
Was 6, 8 months ago, and directly.
No, but he didn't directly quote me. He said he had my quote of both parties are corrupt, and then he went on to say, so Alex is saying political action is useless.
It was a paraphrase. That's right. And so my action in response is that he's got a little international party going on here, and it starts March 7th. It's called South by Southwest.
Yeah, there'll be, 40, 50,000 more people in the city.
And we're going to be passing out copies of In-Game to anybody who's here specifically to look at, you know, South by Southwest film. Hey, we got a great film for him. Compliments of Alex Jones. And I just like to call anyone to action. It doesn't have to be organized. But all during the South by Southwest Music and Film Festival, we're going to be out on those streets passing out In-Game and info, and it's going to be an international hit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good job, my friend. I want to thank you for the work you're doing, Ted. That's another straw man that a lot of people attack me with. They say, Alex Jones says the voting machines are a fraud and that both parties are controlled by the same international interest, but then he goes out and says, vote. What does he take us for? They're taking my argument out of context. They're taking it out of context. I'm saying it's not fraudulent everywhere, but we have caught them engaged in fraud all over the nation. We have to go out and vote and investigate and poll watch and expose the machines and the felons and crooks and drug dealers who always work for the companies because that's who they use to do it. In just every case, it's what happens. To discredit it, to get our voting back. We're fighting for the integrity. Just because a big dog has grabbed our baby and is running off with it, doesn't mean I don't run after it and try to get the baby out of its mouth. And so Black did the same thing, and the media does that all the time. They say, Jones says it's all controlled, there's no point to anything, and don't be involved. That is the complete opposite of what I say. The absolute polar opposite. Look, just the exercise of fighting, voting for Ron Paul, being involved, standing out with signs, that's something tens of millions of Americans have done this year and last year that they never done before. People who knew the system was a fraud and had tuned out. They're coming back to it. They're getting involved. You're meeting like-minded people. You're forming organizations that can have effect locally. You can say, oh, we can never do anything. We can't have an effect. Well, I know if we just sit on our hind end sucking our thumbs, it's never going to get better. I absolutely know that's the case. Things will be moving a lot quicker inside the New World Order, and things will be a lot worse right now, I guarantee you, if we weren't involved. We're holding them back. We're slowing them down. They're having victories. We're having victories. The battle has been joined for a long, long time. 1-800-259-9231. And we're going to talk to Paul and many others on the other side of this break, and I'm getting into all the news. It's all coming up. Stay with me.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, by the way, 1 hour ago, we publicly launched the InfoWars.com MySpace accounts. Blogs, post your own videos, your own audios, write your own stories. We launched it 1 hour ago, and 430-plus people have signed up on it as of right now at InfoWars.com. It's going to be big, and create your own website, your own subpage, piggyback on the success of InfoWars.com. All of us can move forward against the globalist. All right, I'm going to continue doing something a little bit different today, just taking a lot of calls. The news is coming up, and believe me, there is a lot of it. Senate votes to expand spy powers. Got a bunch of Big Brother news. Want to get back into mayor comparison of global warming to terrorism. A bunch of financial news. It's all of the utmost importance, and it's coming up. But continuing with your calls, Paul in Vancouver up in the Great North, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cover the Green World Bank story?
Yeah, your phone cut out right when you said the first part of the headline.
Did you cover the Green World Bank story?
No, but I know the World Bank saying they're only going to give money to people now that, quote, follow their different policies of putting in enviro taxes to then suck the money directly out of the population back to them. It's a world tax.
Okay.
Tell me the headline. Specifically.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure. The headline is something, it's by the AFP, it's something along the lines of Green World Bank, and it was reported on January 25th. It's Gordon Brown, and he goes on to say that it's time for a new World Bank, and it's going to be under the pretense of a Green World Bank, and they want to form a military organization, world organization, as well as a civilian force, actually, is the word he used, I believe. And he basically wants to set up a world army, and that's what he's calling for. I tried emailing it to Aaron. I don't know if he got it or not. To me, that's pretty big news, because he's basically saying he wants to set up a world army to go into nations in distress, basically. And I just wanted to let you in on that, if you hadn't already covered that.
Find this. World Bank give away green tech billions. It's not. It's our money that we pay the interest on, and they don't give it to these groups. They go in and basically retain ownership of all the companies they're giving the money to. So this is private investors that are setting up the world government. That's what they've been doing for 100 years, going in with our money and buying everything up and then handing the assets over to themselves. That's what the New World Order is.
Right, and we can't let it happen. I mean, our kids are going to have a horrible world if we don't do anything about it. And I just had a baby girl 4 months ago, and I'm not going to let it happen.
Well, the job is, and thanks for the call. You know what? I said I'd take calls, but he just brought this up, and so I'm going to do it now. I'm going to talk about it now, and then we're going to go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. But since you brought this up, let me just go ahead and try to break this down as simply and as succinctly as I can. Okay? It starts with this story. This is a good way, because there's so many thousands of facets to this, it's to give you the full magnitude is really hard. It takes years of research, and then it's like trying to describe an entire, what could be a four-year course, in college to even get a grasp of. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm mad at myself because it's so evil. It's so multifaceted, multivariate, just so incredibly corrupt that it's such a huge system. That's why they're in power. That's why they own the power companies and own the computer companies and set the world standards. They're the bosses. They own it. They control the issuance of currency, credit, liquidity. And they have us financing our own destruction. Now, I saw a United Nations report back in 2000. And the best article I saw, a synopsis of that report, was in one of the major Australian papers, and I made a big deal about it at the time. And the report said, the public now knows there's a move for world government. They are not going to like it. And because we know world government is so wonderful and so good and so needed, and even the article about it was like 10 pages long and glowing, we have to give them a choice. People like a choice. So we're going to give them a right-wing New World Order choice, that will be George Bush, and we're going to give them kind of an America/England-Anglo-American power axis, and then we're going to give them a liberal United Nations versions, and then that makes organizations strong to have this false bipolar. It's like it supposedly was, bipolar political world with the Soviet Union and the U.S. before. That was, to many degrees, staged as well. Because elites understand they need organizing principles. Generally, that's a military threat, or the threat of the invader, the threat of the empire across the river, the threat of the tribe down the road, the threat of the other hillbillies living on the hill across from you. That's what unifies people is war. And the Carnegie Endowment for Peace says they need war to help bring in a world government. They said that in the 20s. But again, that gets into their whole philosophy. And so they need organizing principles. So in the false left-right global paradigm, which are two arms on the same system, but people see those as two different choices and two different manifestations. Instead of saying, I don't want any world government. I don't want some bureaucrats in a distant land controlling me. I don't want a world government, because then if you get a dictator or an oligarchy over the world government, of course you will, it's been designed by them, they will then be able to abuse everyone and no country will be able to stand against them or block them. That's why they want the centralization. They're still going to have sub-regions and have divide and conquer and play them off against each other. They're going to have divide and conquer, but also have their cake and eat it too and have it all centralized. The globalists are centralized on a global web around us, and then we internally are played off against each other in neo-mercantilism. Look up that term. Look up mercantilism. I add the neo to it because it's newer and more sophisticated. But it's along a 300-year-old French model of centralization. The French royalty, the Sun King line, had had a renaissance, and suddenly there was a middle class, and the king and his extended family, the lords, and the bureaucracies that served them were losing control and losing their monopoly of industry and commerce, and thought. And so they came up with mercantilism as a system where the king still had to license you and certify you. Just like the local South by Southwest group with this huge music film festival uses the city enforcers to shut down anybody else having a party or a music venue or a film venue in the city, only it's all selectively enforced. That's a microcosm example of that locally. Well, that's what mercantilism is. And it gets more complex how they only allow raw finished materials to be produced in London, in Paris, in the imperial capitals, or in the surrounding areas in the homeland, the home country. Then the dominated, whether it's economic or military, normally a combination of the two, sub-districts, say they're growing sugar cane in Cuba for Spain, or they're growing sugar cane in Jamaica for England, or France in their holdings, then they don't even allow the rum to be made there. They ship it back, have the rum made in England or in France, and then it's shipped back and sold to the colonists. And it gets more sophisticated than that. The colonists weren't allowed to manufacture in a factory setting firearms, so they did it in small one-man, two-person blacksmith shops. They weren't allowed to make a shovel or a rake or farm implements. You weren't allowed to make finished goods. They had taxes and regulations on that, and that's one of the big reasons that we had the Revolutionary War. You had to mine the metal out of the ground. You had to cut the trees. You had to finish part of the lumber. But you couldn't have value-added goods. You had to ship the raw material by ship back to England. And then they would come back with the value-added product, and that gave them incredible political control. Now, that's in a simple framework. There's a lot of other interlaced programs and control mechanisms, but there's too many resources. The elite is threatened by the middle class, the world middle class, world intelligentsia that's not under their control. They want a monopoly on new technologies. They need a global government to enforce that. Or they say in the Royal Commission on Population and other memorandums, State Department Memorandum 200, that they will then lose their hegemonic power. We're already under a world government. They're just mopping up the last few rogue nations they don't control, like Serbia, Iraq, Iran, a few others. So this is we're down to the last, hour of a 10-hour risk game. And they've got 90-plus percent of the board, and they're down to just a few little areas. But that's the hardest part, because now they've got to show everybody who they are. And so the globalists have been poisoning the earth, doing all these bad environmental things, causing all these problems. I'm not saying there aren't problems. They know that humans want to take care of their environment instinctively. The Rockefellers, the Carnegies, 110 years ago, openly founded as eugenicists. All the modern conservancies, all the modern environmental, that's mainline history, by the way. Go read who founded environmentalism and conservation. Knowing it sounded reasonable, then they got government lands. They stole other lands. They can't just come with a gun and take your property, though the Rockefellers and the Pinkertons and others did do that. And they got a lot of trouble. They learned how to say, well, it's for the earth. Or we can't let those ranchers have that piece of property. They got dirt running off in the stream, hurting the town's water, and they'd go take it. See, they're very practiced at this. And so now they need to totally fund a world government, fund the world army with tens of trillions a year, and they're going to do that with sharing of taxes. The local governments are becoming federalized and through treaty internationalized. They're going to get a cut of the transponder in your car that taxes you on all roads. That's the official plan. They'll start it out with just a few cents a mile, saying it's for the earth, endless propaganda on every news channel, the NFL saying it's good, Sunday morning cartoons, the churches, the preachers. I mean, this is the full press. And so the left arm of this is going to be the environment. Every facet of your life micromanaged. Bureaucrats in your home weekly. Everything tracked to save the earth. But really, it's to freeze out competition, consolidate industry, and bring you into a feudal state so the government has to literally feed you so you have to follow their orders. This is Bondage. We'll be right back.
Jones.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You found it, the tip of the spear, the heart of the info war. Check out the redesigned Infowars.com right now and get your own MySpace account. Oh, we're living history. I don't know how anybody could be bored right now. We got some very wicked people coming up against us. But adversity brings out the best in us, doesn't it? Give them battle! Ha ha! kind of says it all. Hey, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we know the New World Order program. We've cracked their code. We understand their operations. All we got to do is get the word out to the people. If you approach some well-meaning liberal hippie and tell them global warming isn't real, they're going to laugh at you. There is global warming. There are earth changes. It's constant. But if you explain to them, and I've done this myself with, you know, hippies and greenies that don't even know who I am, I explain to them how the oil companies are creating artificial scarcity. I explain to them how regulation is for the big corporations. I explain to them how it's a control mechanism. And you approach them like, see, everything, the mainstream media has Limbaugh and others come out and call them idiots and play chainsaws in the background laughing about cutting down redwood trees, which is just horrible to old growth. We should conserve. But it shouldn't be fraudulent for the Rockefellers. And so the greenies hear that and then think, well, my gosh, I'm totally for anything they say. You know, global government, global taxes, it'll save the earth. We've got to do it. We've got to organize around it. But you explain to them that socialism was engineered by the British Empire to sell their populations back into slavery. And then people can't understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that communism, as it was put forward, is something to make money. It isn't about making money. The elites issue the currency. They control the bank. They control the literal ether in which we swim. They control the symbols of energy. It's a fraud. See, life on this planet is all about energy, food, water, light. It's all about energy to drive our cars, run our machines, light our highways. It's that basic thing. They're always about monopolies. If they control the regulation, if they control the issuance of currency, which, again, isn't real energy, it's a symbol of energy to get past barter to smooth and accelerate commerce. I mean, what is a check? It would just be a letter from a bank signed by you where they indemnify and say that that is good for gold or silver to the bearer. But they just remove the gold and silver, so they're taking over. But you still own property. You still own land. Other companies can still compete with them. So they want a world government, a world regulatory body with a world army and world courts to enforce it. This is all stated by the Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations, United Nations, all their documents. And it's about control. So what they're doing now is getting everybody hyped up, and in the last 20 years hyping global warming and save the earth, and we got to all get involved with the earth, and they get you to do a bunch of things that make sense and seem reasonable. Hey, let's recycle and not be so wasteful. Hey, let's, you know, wear that shirt two or three times before you wash it. You know, save the earth, save energy, don't hurt the bunny rabbits. Oh, we need to have a light bulb that lasts 8 years. Doesn't matter if it's filled with toxic waste. It all sounds reasonable, but it sets the precedent for them to control everything and to tell companies and businesses what they can and can't do. Then they can come out with more radical things like, and whatever California adopts gets adopted within about 5 to 10 years, depending on the state and the rest of the nation. They say, oh, we're going to put remote controls in all your thermostats by radio control, and the government's going to set your thermostat. I mean, if that isn't being a prisoner in San Quentin, I don't know what is. Or, oh, we're going to put a tax on your car and a tax on every gallon of gas, a new local tax, but part of that's going to be paid into international bodies. Let me just try to calmly, as simply as I can, break it down when we get back. I know most of you understand this, but if we do not get this word out to everybody now, it is going to be in serious, serious trouble. I'm going to finish up in the 5 minutes after the break, and I promise, go to your calls, then get into Barack Obama, Hillary, is he pulling ahead of her, does it matter? Just so much more coming up. Check out the new and improved InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
little fun.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're live right now. There's a war going on for your mind all around you. You going to wake up to that fact, or are you going to let them continue to punch your buttons, control your destiny? It's time to break your conditioning. It's time to become free. All right. Let me finish up. So first they get you trained with what type of toilet you can have or what type of paint you can have or what type of light bulbs you have, or they train you what type of catalytic converter you can have, and a lot of it sounds reasonable. But now you're trained. Now you're trained to accept it. And they wrote textbooks on this. This is all public. I was talking to the Austin Air Force, a group funded by the feds and the UN, 6-7 years ago. I did a TV report on it, and they were doing free emissions testing. And I went up to him, and I said, this is to train people for when it becomes the law. And he said, yeah, the local director of it just laughed at me. Now, we're not saying emissions testing couldn't be a good thing. The point is it sets the precedent. Now, they're going to come in, and they're going to tell you how big your house can be. If you want to add anything onto your house, you have to get new inspections by the Enviro cops. You've got to pay taxes into them. It's a new structure. Oh, you want to have a farm? We're going to regulate. If you don't report a chicken that dies or a cow that gets sick, $1,500 fines a day, we're going to take your property. You're going to have new federally and locally funded, because they all share the wealth in this governmental system, coming on your property without warrants. Oh, factories, you have to add all these new parts, all these new systems, all these, you know, quote, cleaner programs. But then India, China, and 160-plus of the third world nations, where all the industry's already gone, they have to do nothing, ensuring that globalist holdings will only expand in the slave nations they already have complete domination over. This is war against the middle class that's left in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, in Japan. Open war, consolidation of resources, thousands of new bureaucracies, thousands of new regulations. I mean, they're already starting it in England, where they come to your house if you want to add on to it or if you're having repairs done. They're going to inspect. You're going to pay a big tax. And they're going to use all of this money to intensify free, and it's not free, you paid for it, United Nations comic books on a weekly basis. They want to get it down to that. Right now, it's just free comic books every year into your kids' hands, teaching them that world government's good. They say this themselves. Funding TV programs with product placement, billboards, to then expand the next phase. And again, there's so many facets, it's frustrating to not be able to go over all or even grasp them all in my mind. When I get on air, I get all hyped up and then lose half my intellect. But so incredible regulation, a world court, a world army, all of this enforced. But it'll all be regionally branded to Texas or New York, and then nationally branded to the United States, Canada, then North America. Meanwhile, they've already set up North American Union. They're publicly merging EU and NAU regulations now in plain view. And if you criticize it, they say it doesn't exist. I mean, just unbelievable propaganda. So now that they're going to have these funding mechanisms, what do they do? What did Bush just do? Get the actual headline, $1.4 billion for Mexico to build more roads, to take toll road money and build larger infrastructures, not for the people, but to bring slave goods in from the Pacific side to further drive businesses in the U.S. out and to drive out the unions. See, it's economic warfare. It's scorched earth economic policies where they pile more regulations, more control, The corporations can take your property if they want it. The Supreme Court ruling said they're even allowed to pay off. It says they're allowed to make contributions to have government locally, state, or nationally take your property. Legalizing bribery to literally steal your assets, your intellectual property, your land, your ideas. So it's a full assault. More regulations on us. More controls on us. Thousands, literally thousands of new taxes, county, city, state, on your driving, everywhere you go, cities banning plastic bottles. Again, sounds reasonable, but they're banning plastic bottles. See, banning, cities banning plastic bags. Setting precedents. Taxes on your cars, taxes on your homes, regulators to come and check and inspect, hardcore laws, 5 years in jail if a AA battery is found in your backyard that fell out of the trash can. That's been proposed in England, passed in Australia, they're trying to pass it here. And you notice it's all the exact same laws, even the same names of the laws and agencies in what I call the echelon group of countries. I call it that because for 40 years we've had echelon through the NSA. With the echelon group, that's the U.S., Canada, England, New Zealand, Australia, they all have Head Start, Smart Start, Secure Start, you know, for getting kids into school when they're 2, 3, getting them on the vaccine, CPSing you. You get on Head Start or Secure Start. You get 3 CPS visits a year. Then they try to take your kids when they're in your house. You don't even know they're not your friends. Everyone with bureaucrats assigned to them, environmental bureaucrats, safety bureaucrats, CPS bureaucrats, just everything's going to be wire transferred. You'll be able to get cash, but you're going to have to swipe your card when you buy and sell for the aggregated. It's going to be broken down into different categories on the sales tax. Just, again, total control. You think government's bad now? Literally 100 times worse. But instead of just hearing it from me, this is what it's all about. They get you all hyped. The earth must be saved. What do we do? Now only a global government, the comic books, the textbooks, the entertainment, the cartoons of the kids. Only a global government can save us, and we must have a global tax. And what is the global tax? It's the carbon tax. It's the cap and trade tax. It's the regional taxes, which then a portion is paid to the feds, who then kick in a portion to the IMF, World Bank, Exim Bank, OECD. But here is French news agency, also founded in Reuters. British Prime Minister calls for Green World Bank. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown called Friday for the World Bank to assume an environmental role capable of taking on global challenges posed by climate change. See, that's their excuse for global government. Terrorism is one rail, and then the global crisis of the environment is the other. Meanwhile, they have set the regulations where you can, as I say, like a parrot, but it's so important. Greatest threats to the earth, real threats, open air, genetic engineering, release of genetically engineered and massively fundamentally altered organisms, A, biggest threat. Second largest threat, nuclear industries, the open release of depleted uranium, and then the super secret weapons programs, antimatter weapons, which the Air Force admits they've got, but are classified. Superconducting supercolliders, which all the top physicists and quantum mechanics experts say could cause something that makes the biggest hydrogen bomb look like a firecracker compared to a regular nuke. I mean, blow the whole planet up, whole solar system. I mean, they have the equations show clearly, and every day they got those suckers in Europe and right here in the U.S. and in China and Japan slamming uranium, plutonium, isolated antimatter. Particles, they've got these giant capacitors with these fields where they isolate it. I mean, I've seen some of the equations. It'll take the power that Cincinnati uses in a week just to capture the antimatter, hold it, and they've got these huge fields. I mean, it's so science fiction, folks. The stuff we even know about is 30 years old. Holding it, and this is not Chupacabra stuff. This is mainstream. This is in scientific reports 30, 40 years ago. Accelerating the particles. Imagine, they're holding the particle. It's taking the amount of power to run a major city for a week. Huge, giant complexes just to hold the one particle. Then they fire it. They accelerate it through the superconducting supercollider and slam it into blocks of lead, blocks of gold, blocks of uranium, blocks of plutonium. Do you know how the primitive A-bombs work? They fire a bullet of plutonium into a core of uranium. That's the guaranteed way to get a reaction instead of the larger reactions you get when you jacket them in perfectly cut, high-grade explosives. But I'm getting off into nuclear weapons production. The point is, right now, they are accelerating these on a daily basis. They are nuts. Now, let me ask you a question. There are tens of thousands of released chimeras everywhere. They have genetically altered bacteria, viruses, animals. Most of the food you eat has hundreds of different animals, insects inserted into it. Allergies are exploding. Illnesses are exploding. It's spreading into oak trees, other crops. Just total insanity. And the little environmentalist shuffling along in their sandals, coming to your door. I'm not knocking your sandals. I'm just saying, you know, they have their little uniform on. It's a cult. And they knock on your door and say, would you like to give money to save our springs? Here's a microcosm in Austin. And I was telling them 15 years ago this. Now they listen. Oh, you come to my door. Come on in. Did you know that this is a model used all over the world? This is me 15 years ago before I even had a show telling them when they come to my apartment. Do you know what they do? You get money from suckers to fund your seed group, because con artists never spend their own money. Your organization is a Nature Conservancy Sierra Club front, itself a Rockefeller Brothers endowment, Carnegie LePew. Now, let's go look at what you're going to do. In all these other cities, the same funded groups come in, act like they're local. They get teenagers like you at minimum wage or college students to go knock on doors with a young, sad face. We give you the seed money. You go buy off the city council. They go out to surrounding ranch and farmland and take it for 5 cents on the dollar in forced takings, claiming it's going to be giant nature preserves. Then 5 years later, everybody forgets. You convert it over and build shopping malls, luxury hotels, and golf courses. And if they get smart with me, I say, now get out of my apartment. Now when they come to the door, I don't have time for them. They have already released enough chimeras that it's probably already just absolute nightmares. It's already happening, but I can't imagine how bad it's going to get, according to the Nobel Prize winners and top genetic engineers we've interviewed here. They got all these super weapons they built. They're testing them all over the place. And you're running around taking people's farms and ranches. But after they stole more than 20,000 acres of people's surrounding property that they've now built luxury homes on, golf courses, malls, five-star salons, getaways for the elite, it's incredible. You know, $500 a night, $1,000 a night hotels, five-star golf courses. After they're done doing that, this is just locally here. After they're done doing that, then all the hippies wanted to come in and gripe at the city council, and the council just basically banned them speaking because the hippies were going, you're building on all of it. You were just useful idiot fronts while we were getting this in. I went to, in 1998, we've got this somewhere on tape. I got to put this on the web. It's powerful. They had 5,000 city managers and city bureaucrats from all over the country at a smart growth conference here in Austin. I went to it. They had the heads of banks, the chairman, famous Dallas Cowboys, you name it, Michael Dell. And they just openly said, we're taking any property we want. This is all about development. This is about tax-free holdings. It was just open business, and they said it had nothing to do with the earth. And I would talk to them, and they would just laugh at us. I mean, it was, boy, I sure wish you could have been there, environmentalist, but you were at the tea shop acting cool, you know, prancing around. Just like idiot Republicans are at their little neocon meetup places, prancing around thinking you got it all figured out. You are in a counterculture control bubble created by the CIA. The whole hippie movement was funded by the communist beatniks, funded by the CIA. They're not communists. They want to teach you to accept socializing our wealth so it can be controlled by the big corporations. They've created you as an army of ne'er-do-wells who are lazy, who they can send out to steal other people's resources, you fools. Addressing the global political and business elite gathered at the Swiss ski resort of Davos, Brown also pushed for similar operational reforms of other international institutions that had failed to move with the times. The IMF, the World Bank, the United States, United Nations, were built from the problems of the 40s and can't deal with the problems we have in 08, Brown said. It's just like DynCorp changing their name when they're caught running child kidnapping rings. They just want to change the name. It's still the United Nations bureaucracy. See, they know it's got a bad name now. Brown said, citing the challenges posed by climate change, conflict-ridden states, non-state terrorism, and the threat of global pandemics, "I can't see why we should not move immediately to the World Bank becoming a World Bank for the environment as well as development." See, it isn't about environment. That's their eugenics. They bring in control, how much you can eat, where you can live, what type of industry you can have. They force you with the inoculations. They then have their doctors come in and cover up the fact that you've got a bio-soft kill weapon being used on you. "We need a global carbon market, and we need a climate change agreement, and we need an institution that is global and can provide funds for developed countries that want to introduce alternative sources of energy." I.e., that means they need our tax money to go buy off and enslave and continue the extermination of the third world. Turning to the United Nations, he highlighted the world's body and ability to respond swiftly or effectively enough to conflict with problems of failed states. Then he called for a global military. Tell all the callers, hold.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
All right, we're going to your calls. Let me finish up with Gordon Brown, who calls for New World Order on a daily basis. Brown, attending Davos for the first time as Prime Minister, supported the creation of a military and civilian rapid response agency that could react immediately when countries are in difficulty. You mean when somebody won't hand over their land, like Rwanda, the UN went in and did the murders? Then they spun it that the UN just stood down? No, they ran them. We got photos of it. If the world can't come to terms with that, then the suffering that has existed in countries from Rwanda to Bosnia will be repeated again and again, he said. So they always use what they engineer as the excuse for more control. Point right here. Then IMF, meanwhile, should become an early warning system for the world economy that could help ward off the sort of market turmoil triggered by the crisis in the U.S. subprime mortgage sector. See? And they engineered all that. They set the policies. We have their own documents. Even the Financial Times of London admits they're orchestrating it. And then they say, we'll save you from what we did. Again, all you wannabe liberals. Barack Obama isn't going to save you. Hillary Clinton isn't going to save you. They're bought and paid for. They're puppets. Bought and paid for. And all the, you know, wannabe rainbow children, I know a lot of you are good people, but you're conned. Okay? What you know is environmentalism isn't environmentalism. It's just, let's steal the property from the middle class and give it to the bankers. That's the end result of what you do. Let's have regulators run our lives. Let's let the corporations suck everything out of us through their conduit, the government, with you, the rent-a-mob, screaming for it so they can blame you for launching it. All these concerts you go to, all this, let's save the earth. You've been conned, period. Now it's time to admit you've been conned. And it's time to really do something for the environment. And that isn't going to happen running around worrying about somebody's gasoline they're using. You better be worrying about the super weapons. You better be worried about the bioweapons. You better be worried about the genetic engineered crap. Excuse me, I'm getting mad here. Just please, we need you to wake up, just like neocons. You need to stop supporting George Bush. You need to stop supporting the war and all the rest of it. They play you off against each other, left, right, and then you fight with each other and think you're in different camps. You're not. You're sitting together in the cheap seats. Okay. Who's up first here? I'm sorry to the callers. Harry in Florida, then Steve, Jay, Archie, and others. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, Alex. It's great to talk to you. I've been a listener since day one, shortwave. I'm 61 years old. I'm an ex-retired pipe welder, pipe fitter, union, and... I worked up in the slope, and I worked on the pipelines, and I've covered just about every part of this industry, and I've seen just about every evil that this regime has put on us in my 61 years. I'm down with Agent Orange, forcing retirement, and I'm passing my time, but I've been passing this word. I first heard about the NWO in the late 70s, and... I started watching and paying attention and reading things and watching the skies, and I noticed chemtrails, and I'd bring them up to people, and I've been persecuted I'm a radical, and there's no such thing, and the government is on our side, they're a big brother, and listen to them and behave, you know, keep your mouth shut and do your thing. I thank God every day for people like you and George Norrie finally bringing out this truth and your tapes, and I pass a lot of them out.
Brother, it's good to have you as a listener. Thank you for your kind words. Take care, my friend. Steve, Jay, Archie, and many others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm going right to you. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.